1994, I was born. Born into a family where music was the norm. 2018, I'll be torn. Brenda would be happy seeing what I have in store. See, I knew my talent at the age of 9. Wrote my first rap after watching Yo TV, and the real story I can tell is mine. Cypher was the reason that I got into the CNC. Fast forward a couple years later in my life. High school uniform, puberty at height. At 14, I was in the ciphers and the cliques. The only young nigga that would battle the matrix. At first, niggas would go laugh at the diss. Little did they know that I would practice all my tricks. And at some point, after niggas ripped my ass to shreds, I was the rap king at school and the matrix were my kids. That brings me to the next part of this rap. 2014, I dropped my first mixtape. Everyone who heard it was a little taken back. I had rappers I look up to telling me that it was great. Slick on life, plugged the nigga on his fear. Hype magazine's top 20 of the year. I was killing shows, but soon enough I was perturbed. I was not receiving the respect that I deserved. Every show I went to, I was bringing in a crowd. Promoters still refused to pay a nigga my amount. Three record labels wanted me to come and sign. I wouldn't say no names, but they all wasted my time. See, the first record label came to me with ultimatums. They wanted me to change my music sound and the data. Also, I had to call them back within a day, cause my time is now, and they wouldn't sign me later. Second record label was a young come up stable. They didn't know what they were doing, no one had a payroll. The third record label was the one I went and run with. They were talking big, telling me that you don't want shit. I was like, it's happening over here. Plus the homie's famous and the reach is kinda fierce. They told me to be patient, I'm excited for what's near. And I didn't know niggas would maybe go and wait 3 years. But in time, I learned a lot of shit about the industry. The gatekeepers that still think backwards finish me. I saw channel logo from the come up heroes to the channel you avoid, cause it's clear they want the Benjamins. Promoters still acting like artists never bring a crowd. And corporate record labels paying stations the amounts. They tell you you can leave your CD at reception, but they'll never play it. They just wanna gauge how far they reaches. The last troll for me was working Philip F&B. I thought that I would meet some people thinking like me, until I met this nigga KG. He had his hand in every show, including STC's. I told him that I wanna do a tour, pay for it myself and make a couple thousand more. He told me that it's stupid and he wouldn't. The reason was because the shit was never done before.
Casper filled up F&B.
Man, shit don't make no sense. But I realize now how the gatekeepers think. I'm fine with the fact that radio may never play me. And cooler with the fact that MTV bass might hate me.
You refuse to play my video, Bazooka, why?
Claiming the production value was not nice. So now I'm gonna do it on my own. Open my own label, now I know I'm in the zone. Cause even David lived to Merkelath. Cause Audio Mac has a bigger reach than DST.
Hip-hopzeta.com.
No, I can't say that right.